This is KUT. The City of Austin's Vision Zero plan is heading to the full City Council for final approval next week. KUT's Kate McGee reports it has the blessing of the city's Mobility Committee, which approved the plan on Monday.
Francis Riley is with the city's planning department. Yesterday, he told the Mobility Committee that traffic deaths are a public health problem, like smoking or seatbelt use.
We're going to need to raise awareness, change regulations, enforce those regulations, and build safety into the design. And that's really what Vision Zero is about.
The city's plan includes more than 60 recommendations to improve traffic safety through street design, law enforcement education campaigns, and possible policy changes at the local and legislative level. Some are underway, but many will take time to fully implement, and lots of them still need funding. Mobility Committee Chair Ann Kitchen says that's one reason she wanted to approve the plan.
I would like to be able to get, as soon as possible, our city staff and our city manager working on these recommendations, particularly with under the first item where the things that they can immediately act on.
The Mobility Committee voted 3-1 to approve the plan. Councilmember Don Zimmerman voted against it. He says the goal of transportation should be moving people around, not to prevent injuries.
I would rather us focus on, the 95% of people who are really frustrated and are stuck in traffic. To me, that ought to be our focus, and we still haven't been addressing traffic congestion relief. I don't like this focus.
While this plan does not deal directly with congestion, the city does have a separate traffic congestion action plan. The Vision Zero report is expected to come before the City Council about 6 months later than its deadline. All this week, KUT is focusing on Austin's traffic fatality problem and the city's efforts to get to zero traffic fatalities. We're calling the series The Road to Zero. You can see more at theroadtozero.kut.org. Kate McGee, KUT News.